take a form. As soon as he
apart from form, we are, when we talk of God, at least we assume that He has form. They are offering prayer.
Mm.
Whom they are offering prayer?
Allah.
Allah. So if Allah cannot hear, then what is the use of offering prayer? Huh? Allah, if we are offering prayer, so Allah must hear it. Then will He please the money? So if He has no capacity to hear, then what is the use of your prayer? This is the logic. You must have capacity to hear what I am offering, prayer. My Lord, You are Lord Shiva, so great, You have created this universe, or You are maintaining so many. These things are there. So, what is the purpose? That appreciating the uncommon activities of the Lord. This is prayer. Or what else? What do they mean by prayer? What is the meaning of their prayer?
The namaz, their prayers are for glorification of God. Just like
glorification means glory, to recite the glorified activities. So He has not activities. Prayers describing the glorified activities. So just like our prayers also. Chintamani prakara sadhavasu kalva vrikkala kāpriti sūsuravi ravipāka. The Lord is tending cows and He is surrounded by so many goddess of fortune, gopi. These things are described. Chintamani prakara. So the Lord's activities, Lord's place, how He is surrounded by other devotees or servitors, how He is standing, these are prayer. So what is their prayer? Did you try to understand? What do they offer?
Allah is a common...
That is their word, but what is the meaning?
God is great.
God is great. How He is great? One...
That is not emphasized, how He is great, just that He is great.
That is the proof of grace intelligence. God is great, very good. But how He is great? What is the conception of greatness? You accept me as your spiritual master, great. So you have got some conception of greatness. That you see in your spiritual master, therefore you accept me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have no conception of greatness, what is the meaning of this great? In the world there is no religion. They do not understand what is God, what is religion. That traditional, you can say superstition or some idea, actually no clear conception of religion or nowhere in the world except in this Krishna consciousness. All vague ideas. God is great, that's it. How He is great, you ask me. Who is God? And our ideal is to love God. If I do not know about God, if I do not know who is God, then where is the question of love?
Mm.
But their faith is there. Their faith
is
there.
That is good. But that is called Savatta Prakita Smita. That is, not on this, exactly on the transcendental platform. In the material platform, just appreciating some great power beyond our reach, therefore. Not clearly. Therefore they are disturbed by this thing, form. Form means limitation, basically. At least they should think like this. They do not know, and nobody knows, except in our Krishna consciousness moment. Why you have this kind of all God, oh, he goes. But they have this idea, very poor idea. But they are accepting God is there, that will help them in future.
That's elevating. That faith is elevating?
Someday, if they come in contact with a real devotee, then that's like you are coming. So, they have to meet some devotee, then they will benefit. With the present idea, there will be very slow progress. Practically, no progress, but even there is little progress, very slow. So unless they come in contact with the pure devotee, their
books. Your books.
If we distribute your books and prasadam, then that is as good as them coming to meet you personally.
No, personally also. You can, if they come, you respect them. But the prasadam and book distribution is very important. If he's intelligent by reading books, in Europe and America, because they're intelligent, by reading books, they're coming to the sense. In this part of the world, they're not so intelligent.
We find only a very small percentage of the Iranians that can speak English well enough to understand even Isa Upanishad, which is very simple English.
Mm-hmm.
And I give Bhagavad Gita, as I distribute Bhagavad Gita.
Any book, Isa Upanishad, if they understand, they like to get improvement.
Any book?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some Bhagavad Gitas I do, but it's an exceptional Iranian who can even read the book, what to speak of, understand the concepts. Isa Upanishad is easier for them. Translate into Persian.
Isa
Upanishad, yes.
Yeah.
I think that will be our first big attempt. Some essays we will try to do, Who is Crazy, is very good for them. They appreciate that article. And
that was it?
Yes, we've explained to some of them this the concepts in Who is Crazy. And Isa Upanishad is a good book for them.
So your daughter is a good assistant in the matter of cooking?
Yes. They are both very good in cooking. And they clean the altar, and they do some maintenance of the altar in the temple room, and they cook. And so, and I give them class in the morning, Bhagavad Gita in English.
Teach them personally. That Rani Rudra is always chanting Hare Krishna.
They are?
No, Rani Rudra. Rani Rudra.
Rani
Rudra. Yes.
They are also chanting.
It's good for them here because they can preach. The guests who come,
exactly.
they are very attracted to these little children who can sing so many wonderful songs and read Sanskrit and preach from these heavy philosophical books that the Iranians cannot even understand. So they are learning to preach. I have a gurukul here for the Indian children.
Acha?
30 children I have.
Oh, very good.
I have class only 2 days a week because the city is big and I have to go myself and collect them from their homes or meet in one home downtown. So the traffic is very difficult. So we only have class 2 days a week. But I teach Bhagavad Gita and Krishna book. And
they cannot come here.
It takes them almost 2 hours to come from the city to here. So now they are coming here because on Janmashtami, all 30 of them are putting on a play of Krishna's birth from your Krishna book. So starting Sunday until the 18th, every day I'm bringing them here. I'm renting a minibus and getting them from the city and bringing them here for play practice. Then on Janmashtami, we're having 400 guests from the Indian community, and the children are putting on this birth of Krishna play.
Very good.
And they've learned to chant Hare Krishna and play the kartals. These children actually are like American children. They have no touch with their culture. Most of them don't know Krishna from anyone else. So now I've taught them just like, just like we had to teach American children. And they like it very much. So they're doing the plays.
The parents also like it.
The parents love it. The parents are very happy. And they pay some tuition. They pay just $15 or $20 for a summer session. And their children like it. They come, they take prasadam, we have long kirtans. I've taught them to do pooj, some artic for Lord Jagannath. And they like it so much. Now whenever their parents have their meetings or whatever they're meeting, the children bring their deities and they have their own artics there and they chant Hare Krishna. It's very nice.
It's
nice. Yeah, the children like it very much. The parents also, because the parents don't want to take time to teach their children these things. They are so busy in their businesses and
they come here for money. At the sacrifice, that is why.
Yes.
Another house.
He's trying.
But that house can be completely temple. So that Indians may also come.
What if they started to worship God Itai? God Itai? because the worship is not so strict as Radha Krishna. And I think you want, I know you said before that they can...
Yeah, only they can do worship.
Yeah.
Twice.
2 antiques a day and that's kirtan.
Only they is worship simply by kirtan.
Yeah. The problem they have here is because there's no deities, then things like the practices they have in the kitchen and the general batching rules and regulations are a little slack because the deity's not there. So if they have some deity, then that will encourage them Mongol Aarti at a certain time and like that.
After you see, we don't have in another house.
Yes. We actually want two places because when Iranian businessmen come, we cannot just show them the altar and say, here is our program. It is, must be very careful. And yet when the Indians come, we want to have deities, we want to have kirtan. So we are trying to do two things in one house, and it is very difficult.
No.
So he wants a separate place for a restaurant, for deities, for my Gurukul school, a place, a big room for my classroom, and then a separate home. When we have some sophisticated guests, we can bring them for dinner. But then when we have many Indians, we can bring them for deities. The Indians, they think this is a temple, but because there are no deities, then they are not inclined to come. They want to see the deity.
Yes, they want deity.
They want to see the deity.
Hey, temple means deity. They must be deity.
So these Radha Krishna deities, we should simply keep until some future time when we might be able to worship them? We don't...
No, if you can, in a separate house, if you can follow the principle, then you stop.
I remember in Delhi, when they had only a few devotees, they were having 3 artics a day, a very simple program for Radha and Krishna.
I can do that, simple, 3.
Can it be 3? Can it be simple?
Bhogarati, Bhogarati, and Sandharati. That's all.
And changing their clothes every day?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Bathing and changing of the clothes and 3 artics. Once we have a separate place and we have devotees to maintain it. So we planted tulsis. So now we have 60 tulsis.
Yeah, I understand.
So we are looking forward to worshipping the deity and having a good program for Bhakti.
Here also you can do, but after he thinks separate way. He thinks like that.
He wants a separate place. Because it is difficult for all of us to do two things.
That's right.
It is just very difficult. So having two places would mean we could have one run like a temple and one run like a home. If many devotees come here and wear old clothes and devotees, sometimes they want to dress in old clothes, they want to be very strict, they want to be very austere. But when the businessmen come and they see a devotee with shaved head and old rags on, then they think, you know, what is
soft.
This? What is this, you know? So, but at the same time, we don't want to always dress very nicely. We want to be devotees. We want to be a little simple.
We must be clean.
Clean, yes.
The dress is not important. Cleanliness.
Yes.
You can dress in camouflage and still be very street fashion.
Yeah. Here we wear mostly street clothes, like the Iranians, suits and dresses and like that. But
it's like he is not well dressed, but anyone will see. We immediately find it's clean.
Yeah.
That is all. Cleanliness. Dress is not a
problem. I think the treasure, she wants two places, one like a home and one like a temple. Those devotees who want to...
One can become clean with simply royal clothes. Then require dress. Indian or here?
Which?
Which part is better?
Well, I like Indian.
Come on.
So, we have a couple of guests.
Thanks.
I will try to make that right.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Come here, Father.
This is Ali. He has helped me translate one article on vegetarianism. He's very qualified in that area.
You will understand English.
Very well.
Our mission is not to make the non-vegetarian as vegetarian. That will automatically come. Our mission is to teach people how to love God.
I've noticed that.
Yes.
I had a conversation with Maharaj.
And to love God, we must have definite idea of God, our exchange. It's like materially also, if somebody loves somebody, one must know each other. Otherwise, why there is question of love? Love means direct contact. So, they speak of love of God. Just like the Christian people, they say love of God. But they have no idea who is God. They raise the question of love. It is an impractical proposition. Love of God. Well, first of all, we must know who is God. If I love somebody, I must know him, what he is. So this is going on. They speak of love of God, but they do not know who is God and what is God. They are misguided. Simply it is word. There is no practical value. Do you agree with this point or not? If you have no idea of God, if you have no business with God, then where is the question of love? What is the definition of love? What is the definition of love?
We talk about love, but I think you should. Person and individual should experience. My definition would be anything worthy.
Definition of love. You can explain what is definition of love.
I can explain the definition of bhakti. Of bhakti.
No, we would bring another one, but explain it. What is love? In Vedic language you will get every definition. Love means two persons. One of both of them, beloved and the lover. Isn't that? The first condition of love means there must be two persons. What do you think? There must be two persons when there is question of love.
Yeah, it's a reciprocation.
Otherwise, Where is love? What do you think? Yes. Unless there are two persons, where is the question of love? Try to understand one step by step.
Is it when one loses itself?
What did you say?
Does that mean when one loses himself?
Why, then where is love? Why shall I lose? I exist, you exist, then there is love. If I am lost, then with whom? There will be love.
I didn't mean losing the existence. By losing the self-importance,
self-interest.
Yes, that is very important. Very important. Yes. But love means two persons, there is exchange. Giving something, taking something. Feeding something, to eat something. And speaking everything, no secrecy, and to know everything of the other person. When these things are transacted, then there is love. Nadadi putinati, bhuti bhujayati, saiva, buddham akhati pichati. If I love you, and if I got some secrecy, I don't disclose to you. That is not perfect love. I may deal with you open heart. You must deal with me open heart. Then there is love. This is one of the basic principles. I shall invite you to eat with me, and I shall accept your invitation to eat with me. I shall give you some presentation, you shall give me some presentation. In this way love develops. So, if you want to love Krishna or God, then these things must be there. Otherwise there is question of love. To appreciate God is great, that is not love. That is simply appreciation. But when we actually give everything to God and take everything from Him, you talk with Him in your mind, He talks with you. You give Him to eat, and whatever He gives you eat, in this way there is question of love. Simply appreciation of the greatness of God, that is good in God consciousness, but that is not love. The love stage is deeper.
How can one understand God's love?
This is the process I have described. We have got deity of the Lord. We offer foodstuff prepared very nicely. And whatever leftovers is there, we eat. We dress very nicely with flour, with garlic. We give a nice place to sit down, to sleep. We also lose our power and comfort. In this way, exchange of love.
Yes, but that's when there is a mutual understanding.
No, there must be practical display.
Practical display?
Yes. Simply understanding will not do. That is not love, that is appreciation.
How can I be practical about something without understanding that thing?
Understanding, kujjama khati pichati, you try to understand God, And he explains what he is. You try to understand.
Through intellect to understand things the way that intellect functions, and I never had spiritual training.
That training and is given here, spiritual training.
And therefore, how am I to understand?
Well, to understand, you have to take the training, spiritual training. You have to understand the words which God wants to let you know about Him. These are spiritual training. Spiritual training means, first of all, you must have little faith that I shall be intimately related with God. Unless you have got this faith, there is no question of spiritual training. If you simply remain satisfied, God is great, let Him remain at His home, I let Him remain at my home. That is not love. You must be eager to know God more and more intimately. Then, the next stage is how to know about God. Unless you associate with persons who are simply busy in God's business. They have no other business. It's like we are training people. They are simply meant for God's business. They have no other business. How people will understand about God? How they will benefit it? They are simply planning in so many ways. So we have to associate with such persons who are convinced about God and trying to spread His knowledge throughout the whole world. We have to mix it, associate with them. First of all, you must have faith that in this life I shall understand thoroughly about God, then associate with persons who are busy with God's business. Then you act as they are acting, then your misconception of material life will be finished. Then you have attachment, then you have taste. In this way, you will develop love.
Already have the faith.
With that, you have to increase. Simply, the preliminary faith, that is very good, but unless that faith is increased more and more, then there is no progress.
There is danger.
Huh?
There is danger of losing that faith.
Yeah. If we do not try to make progress and go forward progressively, then there is danger, whatever little faith you have got, that will do this.
The understanding of God tends to remain somewhat theoretical until one actually does something practical. Then it actually manifests as something solid, as a reality.
Theoretical and practical. Scientific knowledge means both theoretical and practical. Yeah. If you like, we can sit down there. I have no objection to sit down.
It's up to you, brother.
No, I would be that comfortable. Our Krishna consciousness movement is practical. We are fully engaged how to make progressive advance in love of God. We have no other business.
Nowadays, generally, if someone is very religious and he wants to do some practical action, he usually acts on a
social
level.
No, they have practical action, just like all the Mohammedans. They go to the mosque 5 times after prayer. That is good, very good.
You mean to be attentive?
Huh?
To pay a lot of attention.
Yeah, but that is also good, but if one is 24 hours attentive, that is better.
Sure. But we tend to forget things that we don't see. We tend to forget things that we don't see.
They don't see God, so the tendency is to forget.
Why you don't see God? When you see the picture of God, you don't see God.
But this place,
when you see the picture of your father, don't you see your father?
Yes.
Huh? You see or not? Suppose you have a picture of your father. When you see the picture, do you see your father or not?
Well, I see him physically.
Physical, everything is physical, subtle and gross. Now suppose I am seeing you face to face, so I remember your face. When you are not here, I am thinking of you. I am not seeing you. This is also physical. I am seeing with the mind, I am seeing with the eyes. What is the difference between eyes and mind? They are all physical. Why do you take only the eyes as physical, not the mind? There are physical elements. Earth, water, air, fire, mind, intelligence, ego. They are all physical. So either see with your eyes or either see with your mind. This is physical.
Is this seeing important?
No important. No, because you have no eyes to see spiritual. You have to see physically. And they are all physical. Either you see with your eyes, or touch with your hand, or smell with your nose, or lick up with your tongue. Everything is physical.
I can feel the presence of a thing dominating things.
The presence is there. Because it's like a nice mango. So you cannot appreciate this mango simply by seeing. Natural tendency when you get a good mango to smell. So why not seeing sufficient? Why you smell? These are our misconceptions. different things have to be realized in different processes. Suppose you are a good singer, I see you, but I cannot appreciate simply by seeing you. I shall ask you, all right, please sing one song. Then when I hear you, then I shall appreciate. Is it not?
Yes.
So the physical experience by different senses, gross and subtle senses.
Our senses are imperfect.
Senses are imperfect always. The spirit, therefore, we have to develop the perfect senses. That is spiritual. Just like you are working with your hand. This is physical. But this hand is not working. The spirit, soul within the body, he is working. As soon as he is out, what is the value of your hand? When the spirit, soul is out of your body, then I am asking you, Mr. Ali, get up. Who is hearing? Your ear is there, but you cannot hear. Finish. Therefore, the spiritual senses, that is real sense. Do you follow what I say?
Yes.
You have got ear, but when the spirit soul is out of your body, in spite of possessing this physical ear, you cannot hear.
I believe in this, because when I dream...
But believe or not believe, these are facts, that physical senses are not absolute.
That's exactly what I mean.
Yes.
It's obvious.
Physical senses are not absolute. It is the spiritual sense that acts through the physical instrument and utilizes.
A man has already accepted his physical deficiency. I was just watching Olympic, and it seemed so pathetic. They were just trying to jump higher and higher, and they couldn't do it.
No, this. The physical senses had to be spiritualized. You cannot appreciate God by physical senses. But when your physical senses are purified and it is spiritualized, then you can.
That's exactly what I meant when I said that.
Yeah.
Whatever I
that is process. How to get like iron rod. It is iron rod. But if you put into the process, that means if you put into the fire, a time will come, the iron rod will be red, hot, and it is fire. Similarly, if you engage your physical senses only, there, here is candle. Yeah. When you engage your physical senses in the service of the Lord, then the physical quality of the senses will be diminished or gone, your spiritual sense activity will begin. This is practical.
Are we closer to this practicality when we sleep?
Yes, when you are practiced, sleep means what you do. When you are active, the same thing you dream, that's all. Physical, as I told you, there are two phases of senses, gross and subtle. When the gross senses are not working, the subtle senses work. It's like you dream. Your mind is working, although your hands and legs are taking rest, but mind is working. That is dreaming. So there are two phases of physical senses, gross and subtle. When the gross senses are stopped, the subtle senses continue to work. And when you are above in subtle senses, that is spiritual. Sometimes we misunderstand subtle senses as spiritual. No. Spiritual senses are different from the subtle senses.
These are the different stages.
Yeah. Of coming to the platform of spiritual senses. And when you come to the spiritual senses, then you can understand God, you can understand your relationship with God, you can talk with God, you can serve God, and so on and so on. The same example, just the iron rod as it is not able to burn anything. But when the iron rod is sufficiently hot, red hot, touch anywhere, it will burn. Similarly, from this physical platform, if you begin this spiritual activities, then stage will come when you will act only spiritually, there will be no more materiality. That is the stage of bhakti. That is the real platform of bhakti. When one is acting only spiritually, there is no material activity. There is a process. So, if we adopt that process, it is possible to come to the platform of spiritual sense activity. That is possible. Sarvapali vininmuttam tatparatena nirmala. That is purification process. And when one is completely purified, then he acts with his spiritual sense.
Is it necessary to get to know the self, the true self? Is it necessary to get to know the true self before knowing God?
Yes. God means spirit. Supreme Spirit. If you cannot understand what is Spirit, then I will understand God. We must know what is Spirit, what is matter. And when we have little understanding of the Spirit, then we can make progress spiritually.
How does one get to know?
By knowledge, just like you are talking, how you are talking, because the spirit soul is there within you. As soon as it is gone, you cannot talk. Your this body and everything will remain, but you cannot talk, you cannot understand, everything is finished. So this is matter, body is matter, and the force which is helping you to talk, that is spirit. Now you have to understand it thoroughly.
Yes, I am aware of that.
Yeah.
And I am also aware that I am very ignorant.
No, if you are aware of that thoroughly, then there is no question of ignorance.
But I feel that the presence of the spirit is there.
Yeah, that everyone knows is distinction.
But the relativity.
Yeah. So that requires the training and guidance of spiritual master, therefore called spiritual master. You have to, just like if you want to be engineer, you must be trained under some engineer. Similarly, if you want to be trained up spiritually, then you have, must accept a spiritual master. Tad vijnanatham sa guru meva abhigacche, must, otherwise it is not possible. Training. So a spiritual master trains with these books and explanation, practical demonstration. In this way the student makes progress spiritually.
I am a Muslim and I practice dervishism.
This is also misunderstanding. You are thinking that you are a Muslim. Why?
It's just by normal definition.
Yes, because you are born of a Muslim father or a Muslim country.
No. No. In fact, I didn't believe
in religion. That's all. That is belief. That is also belief.
True.
You are believing something in this body.
Yes.
And when this body is left over, then you will believe something else.
For sure. My belief was disbelief.
No, I mean the belief changes.
True.
Belief changes with the change of the body. Just like a man is thinking that I am Iranian, I am Indian. So long this body is Iranian or Indian or American, but the body will change. Then he will think otherwise. So this belief is also temporary. It will be finished with the body. The body is temporary and the belief along with the body, that is also temporary. But I am eternal, and that is to be understood. That is spiritual and knowledge.
So that is what I am practicing right now.
Yes. Nārnate hannavāne sarīre. The spirit soul, which is eternal, which is never lost, even by the annihilation of the body, we have to understand about that thing. That is spiritual. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita lesson. First to understand what is, what you are. You are not this body. This is spiritual knowledge. When one understands thoroughly that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, then he is no more Hindu, Mohammedan or Christian or nothing. The spirit soul, Brahma Bhuta, Prasanna. That is called Brahma Bhuta. At that time there is no such conception that I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am this, I am that. Because he is not body. He is not body. And that is to your understanding. And then spiritual knowledge begins. So long I shall think myself as Hindu, Muslim, Christian, there is no spiritual knowledge. There is material knowledge.
But this is just only a presentation of the...
There's a presentation. We are everywhere in that platform.
True.
But we have to transcend this platform. Then we come to the spiritual platform. Then spiritual knowledge begins. And if we stick to this platform, then there is no spiritual knowledge. That is material knowledge, but trying to understand spiritual knowledge. That is the position. to try to understand spiritual knowledge from material platform. But when you actually come to the spiritual platform, then spiritual knowledge is perfect. Just like another example, just like water. Theoretically, you learn swimming. That is not swimming. You get into the water and practically learn swimming. Then it is swimming. Theoretical knowledge that you put yourself in the water, you move your hands like this, move your legs like this, that is good. But it will be just like in the aeroplane before starting. They give so much instruction. And it is going on, really. But when actually the aeroplane is in danger, that will be practical. Is it not? They are giving so much instruction, who cares for it? They are talking and people are hearing. But when it will be practically demonstrated, that is real life. So, spiritual knowledge, understanding theoretically, it is a little bold, but when it is done practically, then it is real.
Yes, the way I look at it, it's better to talk about God.
That is good. No, one must be serious that we are talking about God. Oh, what is my God realization? And that is nice. Otherwise, if I go on life after life talking about God and there is no God realization, that is going on. Samaye vahi kevalam. Dharmasthana sthita pungsang visrapsena katha sujat notpadayadra thing yadhi samaye vahi kevalam. You are talking of God, but instead of loving God, we are loving this body. That is not practical. That is simply waste of time. Samaye vahi kevalam. If one does not become enthused to love God, then simply talking about God is a waste of time. Samaye vahi kevalam. That is going on all over the world. Somebody is Hindu, somebody is Christian, somebody is Mohammedan. They are going to the church, they are going to the mosque, they are going to the temple. Everything is going on. But when you ask whether you love God or dog, he will say, I love dog. A practical issue. Everyone is keeping a dog, very favorite pet. And in the church they talk of God. But practically, they love the dog. Is it not? This is it. In the name of religion, that's all. Therefore, Bhagavad says it is simply a waste of time. What is the use of talking God? If by talking of God perpetually you are developing a love for dog, then what is the use? Samaye vahi kevalam. It is simply a waste of time. These are all discussed. Regularly going to the church, going to the mosque or temple. But the love is for material things, not for God. How I get money, how I get motor car, how I get dog, how I get nice wife, how I get nice. The love is here. The example is given, that's like a vulture. The vulture goes very, very high, 4 miles, 5 miles up. But his business is to find out where there is a cause. Where there is a cause. Very highly elevated, but business is to find out dead body. And as soon as he finds it, so this is going on. Very religious, very regularly performing religious ceremonies, rituals, but the business is, where is the cause? Come on, here is some sense getting used. This is if you are talking of God, then we must love God. That is progress. But there is no love of God, there is love of something else. Then what is the use of talking about? What do you think? Is it not a waste of time?
We can always tell by what people are serving, what they really are loving. If they are serving just their body, then
that is
no matter what they are saying, we know that the body
officially is God, 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 but result is dog. Love is there. Love is, that is natural. I want to love. Everyone wants to love. But unless he loves God, he'll never be happy. So, simply talking of love, and if the love is simply transferred to dog, then where is the love of God? Such kind of talking is called samayeva hi kevalam. It is simply waste of time and energy. You must practically come to the platform how to love God. So it is a great science and it is available for everyone to understand. Act is a great science. One can take advantage. This is Krishna consciousness movement. It is not a sectarian, a religious movement. No. It is a science. How to understand God, how to love God.
Shouldn't there be a balance between physical existence and spiritual existence, but between body and spirit?
Yeah. First of all, we must have spiritual understanding, then spiritual study. If you have no spiritual understanding, then why spiritual study? All these scientists, they are trying to understand the spirit soul by material or called material platform. Therefore, they are being misled. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, to distinguish between matter and spirit, it is negatively described. Nāṁ chindanti sasrāṁ, kind of. The spirit soul is that which cannot be cut into pieces by any instrument.
Nāṁ
chindanti sasrāṁ, nāṁ dhāti pāvaka. Nāṁ dhāti pāvaka. Pāvaka means fire. It is never burnt into the fire. It is never cut into pieces with instrument or any weapon. So if you study these 2 points, anything you take, it can be cut into pieces within our physical experience. And anything within our physical experience, it can be burnt. Even the iron, so hard, it can be burned and liquidified by proper temperature. Even stone, it can be burned, it can be liquidified. The glass is nothing but liquidified stone. Everyone knows it. Purified by chemicals, that's all. Then?
The China for the Yantiapo.
Anything physical, it can be moistened. You keep in the water, it will be soft. The kledanti, upper,
nasosha yati maru,
and evaporation. Even the ocean can be evaporated by the air. So we have got this experience of the 5 or 8 elements. They're physical because they're subjected to be cut into pieces, to be burned into fire, to be moistened, to be evaporated. But it is soul is not affected. And then we have to think of what is that. Therefore, these scientists get puzzled. When the soul goes out of the body, they cannot imagine what thing is missing that the body is dead. Because they are physical ideas. But it is not physical. So everything is described. We have to study thoroughly and apply our brain. The brain must be sharp and fine at tissues, then spiritual understanding will be there. With dull brain, physical brain, we cannot understand. That is not possible. Therefore, to spiritualize the brain, the senses, requires a process. It's like to keep a vegetable in frozen condition. It requires a process. Similarly, we have to undergo a process to come to these spiritual platforms to understand the spirit soul, the supreme being, God, and the relationship and the activities. We must adopt the process. And those who are adopting the process, they are making progress. Practical. So it is not impractical. Thousands of these Europeans and Americans. Say a few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, say at most 10 years ago, they did not know what is Krishna, what is God. But now, you ask them, they will explain. They are not foolish, they are not uneducated. So unless they are situated in the spiritual platform, how they are sticking? So there is process, and the process is practical. Anyone who adopts this process, he will be able to understand. The process is meant for human being. Any human being will adopt this process, will understand. Ask any one of them, this European, American boy, are you sticking to Krishna consciousness sentimentally or understanding? Ask them. They will explain. Yes, understanding. Not blindly. If blindly one cannot stick, that is not possible. There is God, there is possibility to come in touch with God, there is possibility to serve Him directly, to see Him face to face, if we adopt the process.
Practicing now, isn't it? I'm battling against my nafs, which is the commanding self, as it's known in Dervishism. And it amazes me the way that it acts, so mischievous, so dishonest. So many faces that I can only catch up with few, very few ones. It's always a little late. After anger, I recognize the presence of anger.
Yes, any process you adopt, it doesn't matter, provided it helps you to the platform of loving God. That is approved. Because without coming to the platform of loving God, you cannot be satisfied. That is not possible. So you can adopt any process, it doesn't matter, if it brings you to the platform of loving God, then you will be happy. we do not say that this process is bona fide, that process is not bona fide. We say any process you adopt, it doesn't matter, if it helps you to bring to the platform of loving God.
True, because the Lord is the same, the goal is the same.
That is our philosophy. Because unless you come to the platform of loving God, then you cannot be happy. And so long we have got the tendency to love something other than God, then we shall not be happy. That is the test.
What is the purpose of this internal dialogue? The purpose of this internal dialogue. We talk to ourselves all the time. We can't be silent.
Talk with whom? There must be second person. When you talk, you are one person, and another person must be there. Who is that other person? With whom you talk?
With yourself.
Well, then you are a lunatic. Just like a lunatic, he talks alone.
But this is silent talk, like the mind can't stop.
No, the idea is, when you talk of talking, there must be two. So self, then you have to admit, the self becomes two. Otherwise there is no talking. This is good. That one is super self, another is subordinate self. So, when the subordinate self is able to talk with the super self, then he gets right direction. His life is very successful.
Is the super self the spirit?
Yes. When you say self, it is spirit. Spirit, the supreme spirit, and the subordinate spirit. The supreme being and the subordinate being. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. You find out this verse. Sarvasya chaham nidhi sannivishtya matta smriti jnanam apohananca Vedaishtasadvai Aameva Vedam Vedanta Vedanta Vedanta.
I am seated in everyone's head, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness.
The Supreme Being, the Supreme Self, is situated in everyone's heart. That is being expressed. God.
By all the Vedas am I to be known. Indeed I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas.
Purport?
Yes, perfect.
The Supreme Lord is situated as Paramatma in everyone's heart, and it is from him that all activities are initiated. The living entity forgets everything of his past life, but he has to act according to the direction of the Supreme Lord, who is witness to all his work. Therefore he begins his work according to his past deeds. Required knowledge is supplied to him, and remembrance is given to him, and he forgets also about his past life. Thus the Lord is not only all-pervading, he is also localized in every individual heart. He awards the different fruited results. He is not only worshipable as the impersonal Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the localized Paramatma, but as the form of the incarnation of the Vedas as well. The Vedas give the right direction to the people so that they can properly mold their lives and come back to Godhead, back to home. The Vedas offer knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and Krishna in his incarnation as Vyasadeva is the compiler of Vedanta Sutra. The commentation on the Vedanta Sutra by Vyasadeva in Srimad Bhagavatam gives the real understanding of Vedanta Sutra. The Supreme Lord is so full that for the deliverance of the conditioned soul, he is the supplier and digester of foodstuff, the witness of his activity, the giver of knowledge in the form of Vedas, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, the teacher of the Bhagavad Gita. He is worshipable by the conditioned soul. Thus God is all good, God is all merciful. Anta pravishta shasta jananam. The living entity forgets as soon as he quits this present body, but he begins his work again, initiated by the Supreme Lord. Although he forgets, the Lord gives him the intelligence to renew his work where he ended in his last life. So not only does the living entity enjoy or suffer in this world according to the dictation from the Supreme Lord situated locally in the heart, but he receives the opportunity to understand the Veda from him. If one is serious to understand the Vedic knowledge, then Krishna gives the required intelligence. Why does he present the Vedic knowledge for understanding? Because the living entity individually needs to understand Krishna. Vedic literature confirms this. Yoso sarve vede gyate. In all Vedic literature, beginning from the four Veda, Vedanta Sutra, and the Upanishads and Puranas, the glories of the Supreme Lord are celebrated. By performing Vedic rituals, discussing the Vedic philosophy, and worshipping the Lord in devotional service, he is attained. Therefore, the purpose of the Veda is to understand Krishna. The Veda gives us the direction to understand Krishna and the process of understanding. The ultimate goal is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vedanta Sutra confirms this in the following words. Tattu samanvayat. One can attain perfection by understanding Vedic literature, and one can understand his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead by performing the different processes. Thus one can approach him and at the end attain the supreme goal, who is no other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this verse, however, the purpose of the Vedas, the understanding of the Vedas, and the goal of the Vedas are clearly defined.
Veda means the book of knowledge. Any book of knowledge which gives you direction, how to understand God and how to love Him, that is perfect.
But this knowledge cannot be attained unless we are aware spiritually.
Yes, otherwise any knowledge you have to acquire, either from the super soul within yourself or is represented outside. You have to learn it.
But why have we chosen this? This seems so irrelevant.
Rituals are meant for the new party. Who are given the education to begin with. But if he is stuck up with the rituals, do not make any further progress, then his progress is checked. He has to go, progress, more progress. Instead of having no sense of God, if it is prescribed, then go to the mosque and pray to God 5 times. That is good, ritualistic. At least he is accepting, there is God, I must offer. Similarly, this is Muslim process. A Hindu also, they say, go to the temple and see God. And the Christian says, go to the church and offer God. Subject matter is the same, accept God.
Sure.
Accept God. But the ultimate, goal is not only accept God, they go to God for some material benefit, because they have no other idea. That the Christians say, oh God, give us our daily bread. I do not know what the Mohammedans say in the prayer. Hindus also, they go to God, sir, I am very poor, give me some money, or I am diseased, please cure me. These things are the same in different ways according to country and custom. But it is good because they have approached God. That much is good. They are accepting there is God. That much is good. But when he makes further progress, that there is God, what kind of person he is, what is his business, then he makes further progress. So these, for the neophyte, these ritualistic formulas is good, but he must make further progress. Instead of godlessness, these processes are better. Let him go to the mosque, let him go to the temple, let him go to the church. At least let him maintain the idea of God. That is the idealist. Then there is further progress. One must be interested. But people are losing interest even in the neophyte stage. They're becoming godless. That is a going. So that is very dangerous. Instead of becoming godless, if somebody approaches God, it doesn't matter in some way, some righteousness, it is better than this atheist class of men. At least they are accepting God. And if they offer prayer sincerely, God is there within your heart. You gradually reveal. The more you become purified, the more he reveals, then you'll talk it. So everything depends on the sincerity and seriousness. And if we take this actual experience, well, now I've gone to church or mosque, I've gone to temple, finish. Now let me do whatever I like. Then there is no progress. So why are we here? There. That is simply a waste of time. That is going on, practically. He doesn't want to see how much progress I have made in the matter of loving God. That he does not inquire. He takes God as order supplier. So he is supplying my order, that's why. He'll never learn to supply the order of God. Neither he'll come any stage on that platform. The highest stage is to supply the order of God, not make God my order supplier. That is neophyte state. Just like a small child, he simply wants to take supply from the father. But when if the child is grown up and is educated, he wants to see how I can supply the order of parents. And that is good stage. My parents have taken so much pain to raise me. Now I am educated, now they are old men. Sentiment, I am speaking, is family sentiment. I must see my son the whole day. That is the state of love. I have taken supplies from my father so long. Now I must supply the order of the father. That is the state of love. I have taken so much. Sufficient. Now I will not take anything from my parents. I shall simply supply what they want. That is good, sir. Loving, sir. That is perfection of spiritual or religious life, when we love God and we are prepared to sacrifice anything for God, that is perfect. So, whole day you are engaged?
Krishna's message in the Bhagavad.
That's nice.
We have
now here is love of God. Whole day you are engaged to serve God. That is love.
We have a nice building for Krishna. It's very nice.
Where it is?
It is on the middle of the city. It is the one I was explaining to you the other day. So we went to the notary, and it takes a long time because it is a lot of red tape. And also the lights went off. The lights went off.
Oh. You
in the middle of writing the agreement. So now we have the agreement by your grace. Okay. Nice. If you feel good, maybe you can visit.
Yes. Tomorrow morning and go?
Well, no. I would like it when traffic is low. Because it's
where it is traffic?
It is in the heart of the city.
No, when the traffic is low.
Oh, well, Thursday is very good. Otherwise, what do you suggest? It should be both cool.
When
they're living there, it's not finished.
1 o'clock in the morning, we can go in the morning. 6 o'clock or 6?
6 o'clock, the traffic is heavy.
Is it?
6 o'clock. He says there's a lot of traffic, even at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Iranians start work early. Some start at 6:30.
6:30?
Yes. This is a very busy city.
Some people
work 2-3 shifts.
And all is traffic, I see.
Yes.
There's no work on Thursday.
Yes, that's why.
There's no work on Thursday.
Thursday is very easy. They can go very fast and come back very fast.
That's all right.
I have to call them.
That's all right. Make arrangement. Do something.
Thursday.
Some people confuse the chanting.
Every people must be confused because he has no training. Not some people. You say all people. Then it is all right.
This is one sort of confusion
that
he wants to explain.
You should know everyone is confused. If you have got capacity, then you make him peaceful. Otherwise, you expect everyone is confused. It is a different life. Unless one is very, very fortunate, he cannot understand it. The confusion is natural. That is not the question of some people or other. Everyone is confused. They do not know what is spiritual life, what spirit. Everyone is thinking, I am this body, therefore. Now, how? He will not be confused. He's, the very beginning is confusion. So long one is confused with this bodily conception of life, he is called the shastra animal. The animal is always confused. He does not know what is life, what is aim. Dasyatu buddhi punapeti dhatuki sadhik karatradisu bhavai jadhi Chattirtha buddhi shalilena karhichi chaneswabhi saeva gopa. Anyone who is in the bodily concept of life is confused, like the animal cows and asses. So that is the general condition. So you should not be surprised to see somebody confused, because he is bodily concept of life. Unless he overcomes the bodily concept of life, he will remain confused. Because he is accepting something which is not. He is practically saying that he is not body, still he is thinking I am this body. This is confusion. Practically he is saying daily that the body is there and the spirit soul left the body. Now the body has no value. Everyone knows it. Still he is thinking of this body. How much foolish he is. That is confusion. He knows that. He practically sees every day, my father is gone. Why your father is gone? He is lying there. No, my father is gone. His experience. His father is gone, his brother is gone, his relative is gone. And still he thinks, I am this body. I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am this, I am that. This is confusion. So it requires little advancement of knowledge to get out of this country. But he is practically keeping himself in this country. Oh, not somebody, but everybody.
Practically material, very confusing about that.
Yeah. Because this is confusing.
One is thinking that one can enjoy and goes after something and it's not there. Everybody is trying to grab for themselves.
And therefore the Shastra says,
very confusing.
Jenata samprasidati. Tavai pungsan paro dharma dhatru bhakti dhukhpaje ohituki apratihata jenata samprasidati. Everyone is trying to become happy. One should love somebody, but everything is misplaced. So, as long as this activity will be misplaced, you will never become happy. When it is properly placed, then you will be happy. The confusion is there. The easiest process is recommended in this age to chant the holy name of the Lord. Then he will be gradually purified and he will understand. He will be out of confusion. This is a very easy thing. It is not, we are not recommending that you simply chant the name of Krishna. Krishna is the name of God. But if you think that Krishna is Indian name or Hindu name, why should I chant this? No, you have got your God's name. You chant that. So you chant that. You chant that. We recommend that. You chant. God's name must be. Then you will be purified.
Authorized God.
Huh?
Authorized name of God.
Yes.
Authorized name of God.
Yes. And name means authorized. Name means authorized, not fictitious. Yeah. If you chant fictitious name, that will not be effective. Yeah. But if you chant real name of God, then it will be. So if you have God, name of God, chant it. There's no question of chanting Hare Krishna. You chant. If you have got the name, real name of God, chant it. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nam Nama Kari Bahula Nijasatva Shakti Tatra Pitaniya Mitasmana Nenaka. God is unlimited, therefore he must have unlimited names also. But the name must be God's name. Then you chant, you will be purified.
Yeah.
So there is no question of sectarianism in this movement. We are recommending that you chant the holy name of the Lord. Do it. Is there any objection? Suppose you say that you are Mahavira. If I say you chant the name of holy name of God, have you got any objection?
Yes.
Huh? You have got objection?
Chanting, I do chanting.
Yes, that's all. We are preaching this. We don't say that you become one of us. You chant the holy name of God. That's all.
But
there's
no such thing as one of us, one of yours,
yes,
anyway, because the thing is the same. If one is true, the whole thing is there's no difference.
Then when you are purified, you will understand what is God, what God wants you to do, what is your relationship with God, so on, so on, so on.
Other devotees of God, you will understand that.
To understand God means to understand everything.
Because everything is God.
Yes. Jasmin vijñāte sarvametam vijñātam bhavanti. This is Vedic instant. If you simply understand God, then you understand everything. Therefore God says, Janma karma chame dibbam ju janati tattva. If anyone understands me factually, then tattadeham punarjanmane. Then after giving up this body, he is not going to accept any more material God. He comes to me. So simply try to understand God. And that is possible simply by chanting the holy name of God. Very easy. It doesn't matter. Either you are Iranian or Indian, or chant the name of holy name. I think there should be any objection for this moment. Huh? What do you think?
No.
That's all. We are simply pleading. My dear sir, please chant the holy name of God. Who will have any objection? Nobody will have. Do it. There is no confusion. If you are confused, chant holy name of God. You will be out of it. Tell them like that. Everyone should join with us and preach this cult. This is not a cult, this is a sign that you chant the holy name of God. That's all. You have seen that house? Dhananda Nath was with you.
It happened very quickly this time.
That's all right.
We have been looking for a year.
Oh.
Over a year.
Oh, it
many
is
many hundreds of houses we have seen.
Yes.
But this time, your mercy, Srila Prabhupada.
Yes.
You will see it.
So make arrangement on Thursday at any time.
Jai.
You shall go.
It is both nice location and a nice small house.
Very good.
We can also get a bigger one nearby, and a bigger one. We can,
later
we can
on
take the whole city.
Later on. No, we can member anyone, because we are proposing very pure thing. You chant the holy name of God. We love Jack.
Yes. You should let Dayananda Prabhu and I live 1,000 years, we go by the whole city.
Yeah, in France. So I shall go there. I am going. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Give this one garland to this boy and another to Akhtar.
Yes, sir.